It's Friday afternoon, last period. Gym. Ms. Warner and I have done our Friday high five. We do it every week because I hate school and she hates work, and we both live for Friday. We're playing volleyball with an exclamation point. Ms. Warner has written it on the whiteboard outside the gym doors. Volleyball! Exclamation point. The combination of seeing that word and breathing the smell of the first floor, which is the smell of the cafeteria after lunch, creates some kind of echo in my head, like a faraway shout. In the morning, the cafeteria smells fried and sweet, like fish sticks and cookies. But after lunch, it's different. There's more kid sweat and garbage mixed in, I guess. Or maybe it's just that after lunch, the cafeteria doesn't have the smell of things to come. It's the smell of what has been. Volleyball! Exclamation point. Ms. Warner is at the net with her hands on her knees, calling stuff out to kids and smiling like crazy. Shazam! She yells when Eliza Donnan gives the ball a half-hearted bump with her forearm. Sweet shot! If you didn't know Ms. Warner, you'd think there's no place she'd rather be. Maybe she's trying out my mom's famous theory that if you smile for no reason at all, you will actually start to feel happy. Mom's always telling me to smile and hoping I'll turn into a smiley person, which, to be honest, is kind of annoying. But I know she's extra sensitive about me ever since she and Dad made their big announcement that we had to sell our house. She even recorded a bunch of America's Funniest Home Videos for me to watch. My smile therapy. I tell Mom to please save her miracle cures for the hospital. She's a nurse in the intensive care ward where she has to check on her patients every 15 minutes. It's a hard habit to break, I guess, all that checking. I've been watching the shows, though, and they do make me laugh. How can you not laugh at America's Funniest Home Videos? All those wacky animals? All that falling down? I count the number of rotations we have left in volleyball! Exclamation point. Before it's my serve, and then glance at the huge clock in its protective cage on the wall. I calculate a 50-50 chance that the dismissal bell will save me, but the next thing I know, I'm in that back corner, balancing the ball on one palm and getting ready to slap it with the other. Don't look at the ball. Point your eyes where you want the ball to go. But the advice in my head is useless, because time slows down until everyone's voices transform into something that sounds like underwater whale singing. Well, obviously underwater, I tell myself. Where else are you going to find whales? I should be paying attention to the ball. Just as I'm about to smack it, I get this feeling, this premonition, that I'm going to land the ball at least somewhere on the other side of the net, maybe even in that big hole in the second row where Mandy and Gabe are being careful not to stand too close because they secretly like each other. I'm wrong, though. The ball goes high, falls short, and hits the floor between the feet of Dallas Llewellyn, who is standing right in front of me. My serve is what is called an epic fail, and some of the girls start doing the slow clap. Clap, pause, clap, pause, clap. It's sarcastic clapping. You know that famous philosophical question, what is the sound of one hand clapping? Well, I have no idea, but it has to be better than the slow clap. Ms. Warner is yelling, people, people, like she always does when kids are mean, and she has no idea what to do about it. Dallas hands me the ball for my second try, and I hit it right away, just to get it over with. This time, it goes way left, out of bounds. Then, the bell rings, kids fly in all directions, and the week is over. I stroll over to Ms. Warner, who's sitting on a stack of folded-up mats against the wall, making notes on her clipboard. Happy weekend, G, she says. We made it. 48 hours of freedom and beauty looking right at us. Ms. Warner is trying to make the name G stick to me. My name is George, G-E-O-R-G-E-S, which is pronounced just like George because the S is silent. But of course, some kids call me Georgius or Gorgeous. I don't much care. There are worse things to be called than gorgeous, even for a boy. G, you in there? Ms. Warner is waving one hand in front of my face. I said happy weekend. Yeah, I say, but for once, I don't want to think about the weekend, because we're moving out of our house on Sunday. Mom will be at the hospital, so I'm Dad's designated helper. Ms. Warner is smiling at me. Papa squat, she says, patting the pile of gym mats. I lie down on the floor instead. A few of the kids have decided to kick off their weekends by hurling volleyballs at the giant clock. They can't hurt it because of the wire cage, but Ms. Warner still feels duty-bound to stop them. Be right back, she tells me, and then she rushes off yelling, People! People!